Recorded Books presents Fall of the Iron Gods, The Mechanists, Book 2, by Olivia Chadha. Narrated by Sharmila Devar, Sunila Nankani, and Neil Shah.
Chapter 1. Taru. Nero's Mission, South Asian Province. 6 months later. Ferrick jumps first. He botches his landing and stumbles. The rope ladder dangles from the transport, and I hold on with both hands as it sways 15 feet above the Narrows. It's just like we practiced in the training room at base, except without the mats. He waves confidently, safe on the ground now, urging me to follow, blonde hair framing his cheerful blue eyes. Typical U.S. red hand, eager for action. I release the rope ladder and land on my mechanical feet gracefully, then take a bow. 2 points, I wink at Ferrick.
All right, kid. 0 to 2.
My breath makes a steamy mess of my helmet's face shield. Begin recording, I say, and a white light flashes the words "Video in Progress" in my control panel view screen. The transport hovers above us, then dips out of sight, swallowed by mist. My boots crunch, and for a second, I'm going to slip. My gasp is muffled by the helmet that keeps me from breathing in the hot, polluted air. It's only filtered and air-conditioned for the Red Hand trainees. Our mission in the Narrows? Excavate Masiji's workshop and remove the contents of her safe. I long to dig my bare hands into the debris, if only to find some remnant of my life here from before. My current life feels like the made-up one. My past surrounds me in piles of detritus at my feet. The world is divided into two parts now, before the fall of the Narrows and after. And here I stand on its rubble. Ropes of beads, prayer flags, drowned pictures of deities and gurus, the odd empty masala crisps bags litter the scene, and the dead lie beneath us like scraps. The thought suffocates me. Ferrick turns toward me, his golden boy cannon slung across his chest and mech arm extensions strapped to his back, two massive metal limbs at the ready. He is so unmistakably one of the wheat-fed boys, raised in the North American province, bionically enhanced by choice, not necessity.
Lomri, Ferrick!
Commander Luz's voice rings out in our earpieces.
Quick, there and back. We need anything that can help us put together a larger picture.
We need Masiji's notes to learn the next stages of the Solus algorithm, so we can finally be one step ahead. Maybe even a string of code or a failsafe that will enable us to destroy it. Commander Luz is in the air transport above us, just out of range, on hover, but her presence brings me little comfort.
And do be careful.
Yes, copy that. I don't want to hear it again, that I'm not ready for a mission. I thought questions ended when you proved yourself. I set the charge at the offsite. I helped organize the children to free themselves and fight. I know this place and Masiji's workshop better than anyone. And yet, they nearly assigned a different Narrows kid with Ferrick instead of me because the leadership thought I might not be ready to confront the ruins. A thick mist ends my sightline at 3 meters.
Can't see shit,
Ferrick mumbles. Me neither.
What the heck you call this Narrows weather, Fox?
Never seen a marine layer?
Not like this back home on the Great Colorado Sea.
His accent makes him sound like he's always on the verge of telling a joke, but the punchline never arrives. Water laps. The sea's edge is concealed. It's like we're being watched by an enduring monster looming ever so close, taunting us, breathing us in. When the provincial government removed the seawall, it flooded most of the slum. But the water receded. People drowned, and the survivors left for the other unsanctioned territories.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?